This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In our previous feature on the relief efforts in Kelantan after the floods at the end of 2014, we discussed the importance of the recovery process from the disaster. Now, this included ensuring affected residents can eventually stand on their own two feet and to rebuild local economies so that they are sustainable and eventually wean them off aid completely. While many groups have been focusing on helping flood-hit communities move on, there were many folks unable to do so. We spoke to some residents of the state prior to the Hari Raya Idul Fitri holidays in July and found that some were still living in tents while others had yet to receive permanent replacement homes. The first-hand accounts from flood victims describe the harrowing conditions in these temporary living arrangements.
Sedih lah duduk dari tu. Masa sedih patut juga. Panah lagi tak selesa lah. Duduk dari tu. Sebelum rumah ni siap ke, duduk dari tu lah. Sedih lah kita tak ada rumah ni. Semualah keluarga duduk dari tu. Tengah hari lepas Zohor tu kan, duduk tepi-tepi rumah-rumah lah. Kemah kecil ada dulu, saya duduk kemah kecil tu lah.
Habis semua dah. Habis semua dah. Satu minggu air turun. Yang duduk kemah ni rumahnya.
Mana susah sikit lah duduk kemah tu. Panah dengan panahnya, dengan api pun. Pakai generator lah. Masuk marah. Air pun kurang masa tu.
Kalau kemah besar tu, tak apalah. Kalau kemah kecil dia terbedang ni.
This has led to criticism over whether the state is doing enough to aid flood-hit areas and accusations that it is placing political agendas of higher importance than relief work. Many victims say NGOs were at the forefront of the relief operation instead of federal or state authorities.
NGO, semua yang mari ada NGO, macam-macam lah. Hok Selangor, Hok Kedah, Holopo, macam-macam banyak lah. Bantuan pada itulah dia mari lah.
4 bulan, lebih kurang 4 bulan. Lepas tu saya jumpa ni NGO dari Taiwan ni, dapatlah rumah ni.
Ni rumah sementara. Ni rumah Datuk Mukrih bagi daripada Kedah. 5 bulan duduk dalam kemah, sebulan duduk dalam rumah ni. Mukrih dia tak bagi lagi.
Now, another 3 months have passed by as Kelantan tries to push through legislation to implement Hudud in the state. The question is it a fair claim to say the state has not been doing enough to help its own people? Mercy Malaysia is one of the NGOs leading the operations in Kelantan. Its president, Datuk Dr. Ahmad Faizal, says they have not had any trouble working with the state administration, which has made the best of its limited resources.
It's not the richest of states, that's number one. Therefore, its own coffers may not be the biggest if you compare it with, say, Selangor, etc. On the other hand, there are also limitations to what the state can do because a state authority only extends to certain things. On land and also on water issues, these are two areas where the state has more say than the federal government in most cases. I would say that the state has disposed of its responsibility fairly well. Not to say that it's been without hitches, but so far, for example, if there are NGOs who need a state as well as district office or local government, local authority cooperation in getting plots of land, for example, for rebuilding, so far, we can see that they have been very obliging where they can. Of course, there have been also instances where land issues become a big problem, and usually they are complex and complicated. And not just because the state government did not want to cooperate or didn't want to step up.
Dr. Faizal also admits that the federal government has to play its part before the start of the imminent monsoon season this month. And these are areas apart from land and water where Putrajaya has more say.
So this is where the federal government also has to step up and the state has to cooperate with the federal government, notwithstanding their differences in terms of political ideology, etc. The main problem, I would say, is not either the state or the federal government have not stepped up in terms of fulfilling or trying to fulfill their responsibilities. We know, for example, even as for the federal government, they've also taken the initiative to set up certain task forces with specific view on rehabilitation and rebuilding in Kelantan. The issue is more often than not one of funding, and this is where things usually get stuck. And the reason why, for example, there are still over 1,000 families without permanent housing is simply one of funding. We could argue that there is room still for philanthropy as well as corporate funding. And I think corporate Malaysia will also have to step up a bit in helping out. If we were to see that all these families still without permanent housing get permanent housing before the next monsoon comes, which is a big challenge at the moment.
We also spoke to Abdul Shakur Syari, Deputy President of Pertubuhan Royalty Kelantan, which has been involved in the relief work since last November. Shakur admits land issues are the main problem in resettling residents.
Majority of the victim itself, those involved in land belongs to the reserve land, JPS land, all those land is not legally belong to them. It's mainly the victim all on that category. That's why in terms of redevelopment of houses, they don't have the land, basically. So for the state to help them, the state have to find another option, not to build on that risky areas. Those close to the river, close to the KTM, say, railways, all those particular areas. That's why in terms of redevelopment of houses in Kelantan involves so many areas.
Shakur adds that the sheer size of the area devastated by the floods have added another complication to relief efforts.
Sometimes it's a great challenge because they need to find not just you have a readily land available, but the lands need to be involved a huge amount of investment in terms of physical redevelopment. Because certain areas is quite outskirts, certain areas not just nearby, but involves certain area that needs great cooperation with various departments.
With this in mind, it's clear that the state is running out of time to prepare for a possible recurrence of such flooding, particularly with the current erratic weather conditions, as well as the threat of future development.
Need to rebuild and to have a master plan, SOP, standard operating procedure, to face great scale of floods with all those expectations by meteorology department. Probably in future, the flood probably will come again in such a scale. I think the master plan, not just a state government, federal agency, JPAM, even under JPM, Jabatan Perdana Menteri, to help us design great skill standard operating procedure to face this kind of disruption. Last 20 years, 30 years ago, we never think that this kind of flood coming over in Kelantan, even in Johor last time, 2006 in Pahang, all over Malaysia. So federal government, state government, all those agencies need really to redevelop a great skill SOP.
Dr. Faisal, meanwhile, says despite all these challenges, the situation on the ground has generally improved over the last few months.
The number of people who are dependent on aid has reduced, and also the number of people who are still out without either temporary or permanent resettlement and shelters have also reduced. The situation with regards to vulnerability of certain populations, that has improved somewhat, however not fully, meaning that there are still villages and communities which are exposed should another major flooding occur this monsoon, this rainy season. And with regards to the overall preparedness situation of the authorities and groups of people as well as communities on the ground, they are more aware. However, there's still a lot to be done in terms of actual material preparation as well as the need for proper evacuation centres that are fully equipped to deal with the situation should again another major flood occur.
The question now is whether the authorities will prepare in advance and not underestimate the severity of a future disaster.
What we have at the moment is a situation where if the floods were the usual floods that would occur and would hit Kelantan especially, but also other East Coast states like Terengganu and Pahang, over the years, they are fairly well prepared. But if another major flooding occurs, like the one we saw late last year, that would probably cause a lot of problems still because we haven't really seen any marked improvement from last year. So that's where we're at. So hopefully the rains, when they come this year, are more forgiving and less punishing on the communities. So we'll see. We'll have to wait and see to a certain extent.
That was Mercy Malaysia President Dato' Dr. Ahmad Faisal, and earlier we spoke to Abdul Shakur Syari, Deputy President of Pertubuhan Royalty Kelantan. I'm Nadia Aziz, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.